Hello guys, I hope everyone is doing okay, and I hope I am doing good as well. I'm just kidding, I am doing great. So today, what should I talk about? Or I don't know, let's talk about time, because the only vision I'm having right now, okay, not vision, the only thing in my vicinity is the book The Order of Time by Carlo Rovelli. Okay, sorry, Carlo Rovelli, Order of Time. So I don't know, I just read 4-10 pages. So what do you think is time? Like, I think time has different definitions according to different people. I mean, maybe time is subjective, or time is subjective, I don't know, but there is not one definition of time. It just varies, and things it associated with varies, and so time varies. Like in this book, the first pages I read talks about how time is not constant at all the levels or throughout the world. Time is not a constant thing. Like it talks time at the mountain or at higher altitude, at higher, you know, at higher points runs slow faster than time at the lower points like sea level and shit. I mean, time is so fascinating, and if we're talking about time, of course we have to talk about Christopher Nolan. That's right. I mean, how the hell does he do that? Everything is either playing with time. Time is slow, time is faster, time is backward, time is forward. Oh my god. And lo and behold, I cannot spoil the Tenet movie for you, because bruh, I did not get it either. I mean, not the entire film. I don't know even what to say. I don't even know what I understood and what I not, because it seems like I understood it, but then I not. But I know the basic idea, the nuances, but I don't know. But that's time. I mean, time is just, you feel, and you think. Time is so simple. And time is the only thing playable, or let's just say doable. But then again, it's not. At the same time, damn time. So I don't know. And also, what is time? I mean, the passage, the passing of time, the clock defines time. I mean, bro, time. And by this, I'm wasting your time and my. So that's time. I know nothing about time. I'm just so fascinated with physics. I love physics and time. And recently I watched Big Bang Theory, and it has this main character as a theoretical physicist, I guess, and I so want to be that. But it's more than, I don't know, I love more than, I have many things to love. Like, I love physics, but again, I also love architecture. Then I love astrophysics, I don't, it's too much thing, bro. Every time, all time. I know I'm being silly and lame, but bear with me, because you freaking have to. Because I say so. that's it. I'm bored. Too bored to do this. I don't know how I got to 5 minutes about talking shit about time and not knowing a thing about time. But the things I said, I mean time. Also, there can be alternate dimensions of time. I mean, really, what truly is time? Then also, it says that time flows from the highest to lowest. It slows down, right? So, if something falls, it travels to the lowest point of time. And that's why, time is not constant in this planet or in Earth. I don't know about other planets, but in space, time is constant at every place. It's the same. And so in space, nothing falls, because there is no low point, there is no high point, it's constant. I find this fascinating, and it is fascinating. But if this is true, then what about gravitational force? And it kind of is, feels like it's same, but maybe it's not, maybe it is, I don't know, I'm not a physicist. Oh, that's it, bye.